You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Tori Piskin Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was talking about her newest stand-up special, Prettiest Girl at the Special School. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, comedian Tori Piskin and Milo Part 2. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said
okay.
That right.
Okay. So where did this dog come from?
Well, you told me not to get distracted by the dog.
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm not going to get distracted by the dog.
Okay, but is it therapeutic, though, just having a dog on your lap?
I want a dog so badly. I'm at that age now where I want a dog. Should I disclose my age? I look so young, though.
You do. You don't have to, because I never disclose
my age.
It's
Hollywood.
I guarantee you I'm quadruple your age.
It's Hollywood, so we can't.
I guarantee you that, my friend.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm not going to say the age, but I'm going to.
But can I tell you how old I think you look like? Early 20s.
Sure. Oh. Oh, yeah. That's...
Right, Chelsea? Yeah, early 20s.
I won't
is that
smile
a compliment?
So you can't see my wrinkles.
Yeah. Okay, before, because we're here to promote your special.
Yes.
But can I send a message to your father?
I want to.
Hold up. So, Dr. Piskin, I haven't gone to the dentist. I guess it's been years now. So if you could hook me, Dr. Piskin, if you could hook me up with a checkup deal, because this is the third time. Your daughter has been on my platform. I would really enjoy a nice dental visit. I had another tooth just. Yeah, I'm missing a lot here on this side now.
So no, you gotta get in. You gotta get implants.
Okay, Dr. Mister, I'm missing a lunch rack here or roller. So please help me out.
No, because
I would appreciate your dental practice.
I was thinking about the last time I was here, and I was like, I gotta ask him about his teeth because I was so mad at you. Remember, you were chewing on the tobacco. You held no.
Nothing's changed.
It's so bad for you.
Longhorn tobacco.
Are you sponsored?
No.
Then what? Don't promote it.
I know. What would your father say?
What would he say if I?
He does.
My dad once showed me a before. After photo of someone smoking a Juul. I don't know if it was Juul. I think it was more meth, but...
Wait, there's a big difference between Juul and methamphetamine.
I don't know.
There's a huge difference.
He showed me this photo because I was like, all my friends are Juuling now. He goes, my dad's very New York. He goes, let me show you this photo. He goes, open your email. I opened the email and the mouth was like...
Like rotten.
Yeah, like a meth mouth. There was like no teeth left. He goes, see, that's what Juuls are doing. That's what these vapes are doing.
Oh, my God. Does he really talk like that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's like a mix of like that and also like Seinfeld, like Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, right.
It's like a combination.
The New York thing. The, yeah. Kind of the Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro type thing on Goodfellas. Is it a Goodfellas thing?
Yeah, kind of. Or just like, I don't know. You know, he loves the Yankees and he reads the Post in the morning. And my wife,
And then, yeah. And then how long has he, well, how much would it cost for me to get a checkup by
him? I think we talked about this last time. Yeah, but my dad.
But it's been at least a year.
My dad really, first off, he's not here. He's in Floral Park. So shout out.
What's Floral Park? What state is that?
Queens. A little on the border of Queens and Long Island.
Okay.
He has great, should we look at some of his reviews? He has great reviews. He is so... Dads love nothing more than a flower photo and good Google reviews.
What's his name?
Dr. J. Piskin.
Dr. J.
This is really about him, isn't it?
Well, we're going to get your special.
But, you know, he did...
Floral Park. It comes right up.
Well, he's got those Google reviews.
Is this it right here?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, Dr. J. Piskin.
By the way,
can I give him the number?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Okay, this is a plug for you, Dr. J. Piskin. 516-354-1213. Now, new patients, what should I?
No, go to Google Reviews.
Oh, Google Reviews?
Yeah, no, I'll go to
this is his website.
No, yeah, I don't.
Now, are these stock photos? Because I don't know if these are his real clients. They look too healthy.
They look like
models.
Those are not his clients. I've never seen those people.
Reviews?
Yeah, go Google Reviews.
Wow, it already pops up. So do I go... Just tell me what to... where should I...
Yelp, I guess.
Yelp?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read a few. I'm going to read a few Dr. J. Piskin here. Is that him?
Yeah, do we look
Wait, is that him?
Yes, that's him. I look more
like
my mom.
You have his eyes.
Oh, he needs eye work, though.
Oh, sorry. Jason L. said, wow, just wow. From my first call to book an appointment to the hug I got when I left after my painless root canal.
What can I say? I like to touch my patients appropriately.
This place is beyond what I ever thought a dental office could be. The office is a small, tight group with whom I could tell.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. Wait. Oh, this is a long... Wait.
Okay, we don't need to go... God. Okay.
Offices are good. Each other... This office is a small, tight group whom I could tell all respect and admire each other, and it shows in the quality of their work.
Good quality.
The place was so clean, I would eat off the floor. The art is great, and the location is so convenient.
The art is a little old, but what can I say? They seem to like it, the old...
The entire staff has valued my time and comfort, and they talk me through each and every step.
See, the thing is,
as we went
the thing
along,
about being a dentist is
from X-rays to billing.
It's a lot about emotionally handling them because you're nervous, right?
Been coming here for a little over 2 years, every 6 months for standard teeth clothing ever since I moved to New York. I asked my coworkers around for a local dentist and
She's
was recommended to
girl.
Come here. I appreciate the promptness and speediness of getting in and out. New Yorkers in general tend to appreciate soured more than other states. A much faster and more efficient experience than my dentist back in California.
Oh!
No complaints here and highly recommended.
Okay, so, I mean, these are stellar reviews. These are some
Are there
reviews.
Any negative? There's no negative.
I got no negative.
Is he proud? Has he seen this? Is he proud of it?
Oh, I'm very proud. Very, very
Oh,
proud.
There's a three. But there's a three star. I won't read it.
What is it?
There's a three star.
Dr. Han. But I don't know who. That's not my dad.
Dr. Han is not. Oh, so
I don't know who the
Dr.
hell
Han.
That is.
That's Dr. Han.
No, yeah. So I don't know who the Han.
So I'm sorry for starting out hot with the. Does he. What's the worst case that he's dealt with as far as. What's the worst set of teeth that he's. Yeah, I mean, your teeth. Look at her teeth. They're like.
I'm a product of him. Yeah, I can't go around walking up with fucked up teeth.
Do you even have one cavity or?
I had a root canal at age 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
What tooth?
I don't know. You want to?
It's in the back. Okay, you don't have to show it. Yeah. But you're. So how often? I mean, how often is one supposed to get a checkup?
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
6 months. Cleaning every 6 months. You should see the built up people got on their lower teeth.
And then I'm about to do this on the podcast in front of him. Do you
That's
think
Jay, killing your teeth.
Is Mr. Piskin, will he watch
you
this?
You want gum disease?
Oh. Hey, Jay, forget about it, Jay. Hey.
Forget about it. Longhorns, yeah. Forget about it.
I can't even look at you
right
now.
I let it fall out. Hey. Boom, 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 boom. Bastic. Hey. Let's get to your special, huh?
Okay, yes.
Because you hit me up, and I'm like, okay. Is this, how long have you prepared for this? It's a big moment.
I think the last time I was here, we talked about it because I was about to shoot it.
That's right.
Remember?
That's
in
right.
In Brooklyn.
What's the name of it? Let's put
it's
it out
called
there.
Prettiest Girl at the Special School.
That's right. That's
remember? Because
right.
I talked about how I went to a learning disabled school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So the planning of that.
Yes.
You mentioned it, and now it came to fruition.
Yes.
So tell us about the process.
Well, it's right now it's on 800 Pound Gorilla. Do you know them? They're like a...
Is that a media group?
Yeah, digital media, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like they have comedy, mm-hmm. YouTube specials on their mm-hmm, comedy mm-hmm. page. So it's on their page now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I mean,
how did you link with them? I didn't mean to cut you.
I think I just emailed them.
And they were cool.
Cold email, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cold email. I just emailed them. I was a little nervous. I didn't know what the response would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I sent it. Oh, the best was speaking of my father. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my parents are like really, you know, they're very supportive. And my dad goes, I sent it to everyone in my dental group. But here's the problem. He goes, I can't remember. I'm forgetting his name. Let's just call him Glenn. My dad calls me. He goes, so Glenn watched it and he says he can't post it on his Facebook because there's so much inappropriate stuff.
Oh, no.
And then my dad goes, but then Glenn's like, I'll post it on Facebook, but I'll put a disclaimer. But Tori, I think that's better. You might get more views. If it says disclaimer, more people are going to watch.
Oh, because it's like it's more edgy.
Yeah. And then my mom was like, what does Glenn have? 4 Facebook followers? Who the fuck cares about Glenn?
Your mom has a foul mouth like that?
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Lulu.
Lulu, come on. Let's watch it. I mean,
yeah.
You do have a podcast with your daughter.
Yes.
Do you guys curse on the podcast?
We do. We
What's
fight
the name
a lot.
Of the let's plug that real
Got
quick.
Got it from my mama podcast.
Got it from my mama podcast. But back to your special.
Yes. It's a full family affair.
Where did you film it?
At Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Shout out to Brooklyn Comedy Club for allowing Tori Biskin to use your platform and your stage to film her special.
Now, I don't know if any of your fans are fans of Just Like That, you know, the reboot of Sex and the City.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Okay, but if you have seen it, Chase Diaz, the character on that show, she's a comic and she performs at the club.
At the Boston
At the Brooklyn York, Comedy
Club. Why did I say Boston? Brooklyn. I don't know.
Yeah, Brooklyn Comedy Club.
I'm thinking about pizza. Sorry. Boston. Brooklyn.
So yeah, she
Brooklyn.
Performs there.
Okay.
Or they, sorry, they.
At the Brooklyn.
They perform there. So if you watch the show and you see in an episode that Chase is performing at a comedy club, that's where I shot my special.
Great.
I know. It's good advertisement.
What's the occupancy?
I think it was like 80.
80?
Yeah, small.
Filled up. But that's cool. It's small. It's intimate.
Yeah.
Well, then how'd you hire the film? Like, who filmed it and edited the whole
so
thing?
So, my friend who I went to college with, Vinny Rappa.
Hey,
shout him
Vinny.
Out. Vinny. Although he's not really.
He's not Italian?
He has, like, reddish hair.
Okay, so he's a ginger.
Yeah, he's a
ginger.
Oh, we're not related.
Hey, Vinny.
Because, okay, so he shot it. Mm-hmm. And then I hired an art director because I wanted my, basically my set or my special. It's like, obviously, I have a lot of personal jokes.
Mm-hmm. Can you name a couple topics as far as...
Oh, yeah. Well, dyslexia.
Okay, dyslexia.
Dating the wrong guys. Dating. With voices.
Okay, can you, instead of, I don't want you to straight out say the jokes, but...
No, I won't say the jokes.
Dating the wrong guys, can you
talk... I'll tell you about that.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that? Okay,
yeah,
because I'm sure, yeah, there's maybe some single men that watch the podcast. Maybe they could learn from your story.
Did you ever go on online dating?
I never had good luck.
But you've tried.
Yeah.
Have you gone...
They don't like Asian men are the... Asian men are like the least... chosen,
right?
We're like at the very, not even at the bottom. We're like in the corner of the bottom of the barrel.
Now
they don't look at the Asian men at all.
Yeah. Now here's something. Oh, this is. I'm gonna be. Can I be honest on the podcast?
We appreciate honesty.
Okay.
On the
this
platform.
Is not. I need the dog for the honesty. Okay, this might be too honest.
Okay.
So basically, this is not about the joke. This is an honest thing. So after my last relationship ended, it was during COVID, and I decided because I only used to date white guys, like waspy, like bro-y type frat bros. I only used to date that
your whole life.
Yeah, or skateboarders. Just I only used to date white guys, really. So
would you date a white guy but a ginger too?
Yes, I would. Actually, that was the one I just broke up with at the time of
so
the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks for your honesty.
I was telling you.
Yeah.
But so what happened was, this is a very honest story. I hope. Okay. So I decided I need to step outside dating white guys. So I matched with this very good looking black guy. And I was like, oh, he's good looking. Yeah. And let me step, because clearly something's
living,
not working.
Finally, it's time to live life.
So something's not
it's
working.
It's time to live life.
You know?
Yeah. So I have beautiful black men on the wall here.
Yes.
Pick one. These are all good men.
They look very attractive.
Yeah,
I wish I could have swiped on them.
Nice skin. How can you not say Ice-T is not a beautiful man?
I wish he was on the app.
I mean, look at those eyes, man.
But I think he's
those
taken.
Things are from heaven. They're heavenly pearls. But continue.
Okay, so basically, I matched with this guy. We were going to go on a date. And then I told him, oh, can we change the date? I'm getting the COVID shot tomorrow. Now, this was during the time when only nurses or teachers or doctors could get the COVID test. And he goes, are you a teacher? I go, no. And I go, okay, maybe. I go, my dad's a dentist, so I'm able to get it. Because I don't know if we're lying here. Whatever, we're honesty. Whatever, we're not going to get in trouble. But we forged, pretending I worked at the dentistry office.
That's fine. I used to steal Red Bulls at the grocery store, so that's fine.
Okay. So then... But here's the thing. I needed the COVID shot, too, because I have Lyme disease, and I am autoimmune, whatever the hell it's called.
You do
what
have Lyme.
What is it called when you're,
sensitive? I don't immune deficiency.
Yeah, deficiency. Mm-hmm. So I do need the shot because I am susceptible to getting more things than other people. Lower immune system, let's call it.
So can you describe Lyme disease? I don't know if you did last time. Don't you have to get bitten by a tick?
Bitten by a tick, yeah.
Okay, and then when did that happen? Just
like
real...
10 years ago, but like my immune system never like bounced back after.
Okay, do you remember what? So this is an East Coast tick?
This was an East Coast tick, yeah.
And then where on your body? Was it like your foot?
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
No.
But it was an East Coast tick?
Yeah, it was an East Coast tick.
East Coast tick.
So back to this guy. So he says, oh, I can't go out tomorrow because, no, doggy, stay here. Mm-hmm. I can't go. The dog knows the story is going to be bad. So he's like, I can't go out tomorrow. I might be sick from the COVID shot. He goes, oh, are you a doctor or a teacher? I go, actually, no, I'm getting the shot early. My dad's a dentist. And he wrote me this whole thing. And he was like, well, like, I can't believe you're using the system. And like, I can't believe you're doing this. And I was like, well, and he was basically saying, because I was white and privileged, that I was able to do that. And then I came back with, well, actually, I'm someone who actually really needs the shot, because getting COVID for me would be a big problem because I have Lyme disease. He goes, well, imagine if you were poor and black and had Lyme disease. And
well, he came in hot.
Yeah,
there.
He came in hot.
Okay. This is your first date?
We never went out. This was all on text.
Tori didn't even make it to the first date.
And then I looked him up, and he was like, he works in, not public relations. Where does he work? Like, he works in nonprofit.
Okay, but this is a New Yorker.
This was in New York,
So that's a different kind of dude, too, a New York black dude, you know, yeah. real hip and
no, he worked in a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But he was clearly like against like people
like taking advantage of the system.
Yeah, so we were not clearly gonna be a good match. Hey, it's better I knew before going on the date.
Yeah, but that's just one guy.
Right. But yeah. I was just so, I didn't even date after that for like
months.
Can
I ask you something? And then I don't want you to think much. I'm just going to throw a curveball at you. Would you date a Cambodian man?
Sure.
Okay. Would you date?
On Hinge? Like, wait.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, see how you changed it a little bit.
No, I mean,
what's the difference between, so a Cambodian not on Hinge?
I'm going to be honest. What is Cambodian?
He's a Southeastern Asian man, you know, like Cambodian, Vietnam, Laos.
Yeah, I don't have something against.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's like if I'm vibing with someone and they have a certain swag that I'm attracted
then
to.
You would.
If they have
so
cool
race
sneakers,
doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter.
No, it's not. I'm not. Even though I'm Jewish, I don't ever have never gone for like typically Jewish guys.
Okay, would you? And be honest, I'm gonna throw you another curveball.
No, I would not date that guy again.
Okay, that guy. Well, your personalities didn't match. What about a man with like autism or something?
I went to a disabled school. Yeah, I dated people with autism.
Okay, there you go.
And who? Yes, yeah. That's fine to me.
But what about?
I prefer that maybe.
What if he was super short, like under 5 foot?
I've
like if he's 4'8", 4'7", 4'8".
7'4"?
No, 4'7". 4'7".
4'7".
Yeah.
Or
4'5".
Again, if they're confident and they got swagger. I've been out with so many short guys.
So, define
confidence. I've been out with guys that have T-Rex arms.
You really? You got to be easy here, dude. This is a different area. You don't have to do
T-Rex arms.
You don't have to do that.
But they
though.
Were hot.
Yeah.
They had T-Rex arms because they were so short.
So
this guy was so short, but he was like really hot. He had confidence.
He did?
Had some tattoos.
Was he buff?
No, not even.
So he had
T-Rex arms.
I don't want to do it because I don't want to be God. So it was kind of like this?
No, but he wasn't like, he wasn't special. He wasn't
special.
He wasn't
special needs. It was
no,
just,
he wasn't
He
special
just had
needs.
Short arms.
He was just a short guy with T-Rex arms.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen someone who's really short?
Yeah.
I'm not being mean to the disabled
people.
So
that's a good talking point, T-Rex arms.
You've seen T-Rex arms.
No, that's the first time that I've ever heard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Even that saying ever in my entire...
I've never heard of
T-Rex arms. Ever.
I think girls see it more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the dating the wrong guys.
Yes,
so is that what are wrong attributes for men? So bad breath, BO. Go ahead, go down the list.
Yeah, well,
like,
okay, I think one of the jokes I talk about in my stand up is this one guy I went out with who like he seemed really cool. I think he worked in advertising and he had like a tote bag in his photo. But then when I met up and he was like blonde and like 6'2". But then when I met up with him, he like talked like this.
Keep doing it.
He talked like this. And he would say really sad things.
So he talked like a leprechaun.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I didn't know how to get out of it.
Was that a turnoff?
Yes.
So it like turned into the Mojave Desert downstairs.
Everything
dried up.
I just more was like, oh my God, like this was before Hinge, you know, used to have that voice app.
Why do you keep bringing Hinge up? Like, what is, I have to write this down? Like the dating app, right?
That was, I used that a lot when I was single.
Hinged?
Hinge.
So why Hinge over the other dating apps?
I don't know. I think it was just the most. I thought the guys were cutest on there.
Oh, did you experiment and research the other apps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many messages did you get it? Like, how does it work? You match up like Tinder and then you could message each other once the match happens?
Well, one time I got 10,000 matches.
I mean.
But now I'll tell you why.
Why?
Well, so that when I had the Lyme disease, a symptom you get is you're really tired. So when I was getting rid of the Lyme disease, I was in bed all day. This was 2013. Okay.
2013.
Now, Tinder didn't have a limit for swiping. So I swiped all day for 8 hours a day.
On Hinge or Tinder?
Tinder. Again, 2013.
Okay, sorry.
So at some point, I had, by the end, I had 10,000 matches. But I have to tell you, I was had video comedy videos about having Lyme disease on my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So I was promoting it.
Okay, what's your, let's plug your YouTube channel real quick.
My YouTube channel is Tori Piskin. At the time, it was called Sorry Having a Lyme Day.
Okay, but what is it now?
Tori Piskin.
P-I-S-K-I-N.
Yes.
T-O-R-I.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
And so I had these videos about Lyme disease. I wanted more people to view them. I thought, best way, I'll promote it on Tinder. I put my bio as I'm a Lyme disease girl.
That's good marketing.
Watch my videos. And you know how the amount of guys are attracted to girls with diseases? Oh my God, I could take care of you. My mom had it. Are you okay? I got more interest than I was when I was just basic Tory.
So what kind of guys were these types of dudes?
Well, I never really looked in depth, but what happened was...
You didn't even look at their face. Sweetie. You're like, next.
No, I never looked. I was just trying to get those views.
Oh, but so you use that as a platform for marketing your comedy.
Yes, I was like the original Bach girl, but with the Lyme disease.
That's great. Did it work? It probably helped, the numbers.
Well, here's the thing. So then, I guess after like, I would say 8 months or 10 months, I'm in the car with my mom. She goes into a store, leaves me in the car. And this guy starts approaching the car.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, and he's French. He's like, oh my God, like, I know you. Oh, and I was like, what?
He was that aggressive?
Yes, he was that aggressive.
Don't wear.
Yeah.
Okay, cookie.
And he was like, I know you. Like, you're the girl from Tinder with the Lyme disease. And I was like, oh. and then as I'm like sliding into the chair, like the seat, he's like, oh, come on, when does this ever happen? This is fate. And I'm thinking, this is not fate.
He said, this is fate, yeah, this French guy.
And I'm thinking, this is not fate. I've matched with 10,000 guys.
Did you say, can you please back off?
No, I pretended. And then I pretended to pick up my phone. Goes, what are you going to do? Call the cops, please. I am only here for a week. I want to see you. I know this is fate. Oh my God, he kept going, Lyme disease, girl. I know
oh
it is
my
you.
God. What did he look like?
Okay, so this again was in 2013, so I don't remember. But
he looked like Jude Law, I bet. Just a handsome Jude Law looking guy.
Then I went on Facebook recently just to look through old messages. And in 2016, this man wrote to me going, do you remember me? I saw you 3 years ago.
Okay, this is stalking at this point.
Yeah, no, this is stalking.
This is a stalking.
But in my
story.
Narcissistic head, I'm like, oh, I'm flattered.
You have to be careful, man.
I know, I have to be careful.
Yeah, dude. Because you saw him in real life.
Yeah.
Did that scare you?
I just thought it was so funny. And I didn't tell anyone, though. I didn't tell my mom because I think she would have been like, I told you to get off that internet.
Where were you living at the time?
At home.
Okay, can I give you a hypothetical?
Sure.
Okay, what if that same night or that same week, you're going to sleep and it's past midnight and you hear your front door. Were you living on a flat or in
an apartment?
Okay, your apartment, the front door. It's me. Bonjour. It's fate that I found you. What would you do?
But you
don't open the door, right?
Oh, no, I don't open the door. I thought in this scenario the door
is that New York PD?
Yeah, I would call. I would call the 911.
You could call the cops, but I know it's fate.
No, okay, thank you. I'm so glad you watched the videos. Did you give it a thumbs up?
Really? He's at your front door.
What do you want me to do, Mary?
I don't know. I mean, I would call the cops.
Yeah.
You passed the test. Oh, my God. Did your father know that story?
No. No one knew that story.
Okay.
It's a story.
Growing up, was he super overprotective over you? Because you're the younger one, right? Because I'm the baby of the family. Yeah.
No, my parents weren't protective. Because I was dyslexic, so they were just... I feel like when your kid... My sister was a famous ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone knew her as the prodigy. And with me, they were just kind of like... I don't know. I couldn't read, and I just had all these So I think they were just happy if I was like normal. Mm-hmm. They didn't have much expectation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. No, my parents weren't very.
Very protective.
No, yeah. And my dad was like, one time he was like the opposite of like an overprotective father. Like one time I said to my dad, I was like, oh, my sister's really miserable. Mm-hmm. But she was like 19 at the time. He goes, I don't know. Maybe she needs to get laid.
Whoa. The mouth on him. Oh. Can I give you another hypothetical? What if I'm going to give you one more and then I'll stop with
about
my hypothetical.
The French guy?
No. That's done. Okay. So what if from here on out, every comedy show you do, you see the same guy in the front row, and the whole time he's not laughing, but he's just looking at you with googly eyes, and yeah. He's just like,
"Oh, that's
in the front row." Every show you do,
oh,
and then every show you do, you also see him following you to your car.
Oh no, this is bad.
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't even talk. He's just following you. And then let's say you're at the Improv or something, and then you're like. Crossing, you know, you're walking near Melrose, and then you see him, and then you feel like a presence, and then when you turn around, he just stops walking,
yeah,
and then you look, and he's just frozen, and then when you turn back in front of you, he keeps walking, and then you turn around, then he freezes again. What do you do?
I mean, I run away and I call the cops, and I never go to a show alone again.
Okay, there you go. You passed.
Well, unless he's watching my YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
then
a, that's
I might
a
just be
answer.
A fan rather yeah. than a stalker.
Now, when you do the dating marketing, do you say thank you for watching my? How do you thank each match as far as
on the YouTube comments?
You thank them.
So it's funny on the YouTube comments; they've all been very positive, which I was nervous about because I know YouTube comments can be very mean.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Honest?
Yes.
Most people have been really nice. There are some people that were like, most of the time they're talking about my hair. So it's not really negative.
Why? Because
they'll be like, oh my God, she looks like, I don't know. They just tell me like other redhead curly hair comedians.
But why are people so obsessed with hair on YouTube? We notice that on Scissor Bros.
Oh, you
people,
do?
Yeah, they always, on a weekly basis, they're always commenting on our hairstyles.
That's so strange.
Why is that?
I don't know. Now I thought it was just a me thing.
No. It's an all around thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a phenomenon.
I think it's because, you know, when you're sitting next to someone and if someone has something in their hair, you don't really say it usually.
Yeah.
But I think if they're behind a screen, they can say it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they say really shitty things sometimes. Mm-hmm, so I think mm-hmm. for them to be like, your hair looks bad today. Like
that's not so bad, though. It's just your hair because it fluctuates. It could change.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's the only negative thing is just hit the hair.
Well, I had one guy say, like, I don't like this material, but Tori's personality pulled it together.
That's positive.
Positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that many mean comments. So I'm happy.
Now, how did you prep for the special? Did you like practice your set over and over again?
Yeah. I mean, where it was just like at like different clubs. And I was also trying to do like a longer set, which is harder to find. Longer time. It's harder to find time to do longer sets in LA.
In
so
LA.
I was going like outside of LA. I
like
was
where?
Doing it like Ventura, San Francisco,
right. Orange County.
Yeah, I was going to like hostels with six people that didn't speak English.
But that's fine. That's fine.
I was just trying to run it.
It's stage time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you're the night of the special, did you get nerves?
Yeah, I was really nervous, and.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My boyfriend was more nervous than me.
Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Oh yeah, but he doesn't like to say his name. Just say boyfriend.
Okay, shout out to Tori's boyfriend.
He thinks he's in the FBI. Kinda.
Okay. Whatever. He's in the FBI? No, he's not. Okay, keep going.
But he was really nervous, And it was really funny. So yeah, I said like on my, in my special, I have all these like frame, picture frames of like my childhood or my sister, because I have jokes about her.
Like a montage?
No, like it's like on the wall.
On
like,
the wall.
Like it'd be, it's like this. Yeah, like this. Like picture frames.
Picture frames.
Yeah.
But was it projections?
No. Like it was, actually, it was a wall.
It was a wall filled with real physical stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And the best was I had a photo of me, like, you know that photo you have of a child where you're like naked? There's always one photo, right?
Yeah.
Where you're like covered in baby powder.
Yeah.
So I had that on the wall.
Oh, that's good. That's a good visual. That's a funny visual.
Yeah, well, it's my behind, so nothing like that.
I mean,
strange.
Did the club allow that?
They did, but so my the person that opened for me, one of my really good friends, John Lasser. Do you know him?
No.
He's a seller. He's a comedian at the Cellar. He's really funny. And I told him, I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to have these like amazing cameras. You can have the tape. And so on stage, he was like, Tori told me, you know, there's going to be good cameras. I can have my set. And then he looked down at the photo of me with like me being naked as an 8-year-old. He's like, yeah, I don't know if this is really going to do good for me on the internet.
Right.
He's like this white girl with her ass, little 8-year-old white girl's ass hanging out, and I'm telling jokes.
The club, when they saw that, were they like, do you have another picture you could use?
They didn't say anything. But you can't really see because it's among so many other photos.
Oh, so it was like a collage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would happen if you're 15 minutes into your set and you mess up a word? Can you refilm it?
So I did 2 sets. Because I knew in case something happened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I did mess up one time and I just talked over again. I was like, okay, this is for a taping. Let me say it again. And the audience like cheered me on, which was like, it should have been nice, but I was kind of annoyed. I was like, all right, just shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how long did it take you to prepare? So, I mean, like for those aspiring comics.
Yeah.
How much work is involved of just doing all that? Like,
well, I think... At first, I didn't, like, know if I wanted to do it because in my head, I, like, self-produced it. So I was like, oh, I should wait until, like, Netflix calls. But it was really my boyfriend who was like, why don't you just, like, self-produce it? You have the material. And so he really encouraged me. So he's a very good influence.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was funny because for a long time, I think my special also, like, threads. It's obviously, they're all separate jokes, but they all kind of, like, have like a meaning, and like I didn't know what my ending joke was for like a month before.
When did it come? When did your last joke come?
When I was talking to one of my really good friends on the phone, and basically the joke is, I'm not gonna say the whole thing, it's about how I think people that are dyslexic are really good at sucking D. You have to see the joke.
Thanks
maybe
for not saying the complete
well
word.
Yeah, I didn't want to, I know you're on YouTube.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you come up with that one? Did you?
Well, my friend was talking about. Can I say it, or are we gonna get in trouble on YouTube?
Can you just choose your words, maybe a little?
Yeah. So my friend Dave Gecki, who's as a comedian, I have certain friends I call that are like my open mic, where like I know they're gonna laugh at my stories. They're really funny themselves. Yeah. He used to be a comic, so I know we have like really good banter.
Yeah.
So this wasn't a story. He came to me with a story telling me about a girl he really likes. And he kept saying how amazing she was. And, oh, my God, she's amazing. And I kept being like, well, what makes her so good? He goes, no. Because I can't say anything.
About the D?
Yeah. And then finally I said, what is she really good at? Beep, beep, bop, bop?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, my God,
beep,
yes.
Beep, bop, bop, D.
Beep, beep, bop, bop, D.
The D.
And then I said, do you think girls that are dyslexic are good at beep, beep, bop, bop, B? And he goes, that's funny. You should explore that. And then the joke is how, like, I go back to my learning disabled high school.
Yeah.
And I go to the locker room, the joke scenario. And I'm like, listen, I know things are hard right now. You can't read. But let me tell you something. In a few years, you're going to beep, beep, bop, bop. You could be really good at beep, beep, bop, bopping.
That's funny. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so it took a little while to figure out the ending. But I'm so happy I did because I feel like it really like connects the whole special.
Yeah. How long is the whole special? 30, 40 minutes?
No, it's like 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, damn.
That's a sweetie.
Yeah, you're okay.
But the best was, so I edited it myself.
Oh, so you, okay, on Adobe Premiere?
Yeah, on Adobe.
Okay.
Right. So I edited it myself, but there were some things that the sound guy needed to fix because he kind of, I'm not going to shout him out because I didn't like working with him. But he messed up he messed up something. So he was fixing my audio for free. Mm-hmm. But I have this one joke that he needed to fix. I don't know if we could say this word.
Masturbating. You go say masturbation.
Okay. So yeah. I have a joke about masturbating.
Yeah.
And how I started really young, whatever. But that's the one joke I needed him to fix. And he couldn't get the audio right, even though I kept giving him very clear jokes.
I think, didn't you talk about this last episode?
Did I? Did we talk about it? Okay, then we'll skip it.
Maybe, because it, you know, right? Maybe we've talked about stuff like that.
Masturbating?
Yeah. Well, I got my kit here.
What is it?
My own.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so then
we definitely
talked
about it, because this is, I have my kit.
So then I won't
this is my masturbation kit.
Wait, but did I?
Yeah.
Then, okay, I won't tell the story then.
No, you can.
Okay, no, but I don't know if I told it, but basically the story is that
I don't think you did.
The sound guy was a really serious Italian guy.
Yeah.
And I kept being like, you need to fix this one part where in the joke I'm saying I started masturbating young. Mm-hmm. And so I can only imagine him being like, you this fucking girl.
But you don't have this, though.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't have the. Those are good for dentistry.
This?
Yeah.
So Dr. Piskin.
Oh, God, dude. Let's not connect the two.
You don't have to even. I'll bring these myself. Yeah? You'll give me a 10% discount?
Discount, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, but you go. Yeah.
So I think producing a special, I think it's good because I got to edit it, so I saved money editing.
Yeah, so how much?
Sweetie.
Honey, how
please
much,
don't leave me. You're how so much, helpful to my me.
How much did it, because you self-funded it, how much does it cost to self-fund your own special?
I put in 5,000.
That's
but I also saved probably like 2,000 to 3,000 because I edited it myself.
So that would have cost you extra couple thousand.
Probably.
Because
and also I wanted this set built. I don't think a lot of other comics needed this elaborate set, but I was like very determined to have more than just like me on stage. So that cost, that was like an extra thing. And then my friend who shot it gave me like a really big discount.
And
he
then,
gave me like a a $10,000 discount.
Really?
Maybe even more.
How many cameras did you use?
Three. Yeah.
Do you remember what kind of cameras they were?
I think like a 4K.
Like a 4K.
Alexa, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he, the whole movie camera, it was all set up.
Yeah.
And what about sound? Isn't that important, especially
the sound guy was expensive too, $1,200.
So the sound guy is
but
from the club?
But he fucked up.
Is he from the club?
No, from,
or is you hired this guy?
Well, my friend Vinny hired him.
He
took care of the whole crew.
Now, did he have a board, like a soundboard, and because he's doing it, mixing it live, wasn't he?
Honestly, I'm not sure what was happening with the sound because I was so thinking about my set and the material that, so it was hard because in the moment, like even though my boyfriend was very helpful, like I'm my own producer. So I'm like, okay, I know I trust Vinny to have the camera set up. The sound guy tells me he's got everything. He's fixing my lav mic. So there's so many things that are rushing through my head.
So you had a lav mic right here.
A lav mic,
yeah. Yeah, clip on mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things. And then I'm like, that are just going through my head.
Wait. On top of your material?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're worried on this about this other stuff?
Right.
When you're supposed to do your set.
Yeah, and I'll never forget, too, even though I love Brooklyn Comedy Club, they messed up.
Take it easy here.
I am.
Okay, yeah.
No, they're very good to me.
Think about it.
But what happened was they said we can get the room at like, what was it? 6 p.m. They said we can get the room. The show was starting at 8. Somehow, they had an open mic going on until 7. And then they wouldn't change.
That took off an hour.
Yeah. And so they wouldn't get rid of it. And I was like, and then because they were like, oh, well, tickets are sold. And I'm like, OK, so I literally have my team has like an hour to prepare as before you said we had like we would have came earlier. And again, I didn't have just camera set up. I had the whole stage being built. That was like kind of being built like as it was happening. It's not like she came in with a wall.
Yeah.
And the cameras, and it's a small room. So there's wires everywhere and the cameras could cost like.
Did that stress you out?
Yeah, but then it worked out.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, so the jokes are literally the least on your mind.
Because it's there. It's muscle. It's brain memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you're also, even though you've done it so many times.
Oh, you want to come over here?
Okay. Oh, please don't leave. It's been been so helpful with my...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. As in, even though you've done your joke so many times, you're still freaked out that you're going to forget something or mess something up.
Now, can we plug on how to best support the special right now as we speak?
I think just watch it.
Where?
On 800 Pound Gorilla.
How do they search? I mean, can you say the name of
it? Type prettiest girl at the special school, Tori Piskin.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you go to my Instagram, it's like the first link in my bio.
Mm-hmm. And
leave a comment. I'd love a comment.
You would like a comment?
Yeah.
Because it helps with the algorithm. Helps with the algorithm. The engagement.
Exactly. Share it.
And then definitely comment. And what else? Do you have merch like that's attached to the special?
No, but I should.
Yeah, maybe a sticker pack or.
Yeah.
Now, do you have physical merch like a CD or.
I have pop sockets with my face on it. But it's like a cartoon version of
That's cool.
Where's my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have it.
How do they, and can people purchase the?
Yeah, on my website.
Okay, so can we plug that?
Go to ToriPiskin.com and then go to merch.
Mm-hmm.
And they can buy my pop socket.
Now,
the thing is, my pop socket, it's not my head. It's a cartoon of a redhead.
That's
so
fine.
So you've got like a redhead
but
fetish.
But that's fine, but they know it's you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. How much for a pop socket?
$6.
$6.
Or maybe
$2. So go there today at ToriPiskin.com?
Yes.
Go to ToriPiskin.com today and buy that merch. Are you going to have some t-shirts too?
No, but I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get on.
When did you release the special?
12 days ago.
Why don't you? It's not too late.
Okay. I just get overwhelmed with this
stuff. If there's some t-shirt people out there,
yeah.
Holler at Tori Piskin on her Instagram and get her a good deal.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, get her a good deal. There's a lot of artists that probably will watch this.
Yeah.
You know, independent artists that do graphic design.
Yeah.
And maybe you could go through, I don't think that'd be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you should do? You should hold
what?
A t-shirt contest right now saying, okay, I'm having a t-shirt design contest and whoever, you know, and the people could submit their art. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Submit your art.
Submit your art to Tori Piskin, t-shirt designs.
Right.
And then you could give them a reward. Like, whoever wins first, you could get them, like, I don't know.
Well, they'll be promoted on my Instagram.
Exactly that. And then you could get them, you know, whatever.
So send your art. Send your ideas.
Art, your ideas, your t-shirt designs.
Yeah.
Say the name of the special again.
Prettiest Girl at the Special School.
I mean, there's so many different, there's so much potential there.
There's
like a school
so
bus, a school, you know, people could really get creative with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? A chalkboard.
It's misspelled.
Yeah, you with, yeah, at the chalkboard.
Well, my flyer to the special to get people to come was like me in a classroom and I was holding like an F paper.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that.
Something like that. There's a lot of graphic artists out there, wouldn't you say, that would hop on that?
Okay.
So what, and then, and that would go for the sticker pack too, huh?
Sticker pack.
Sticker pack.
Do you have stickers?
You know what's crazy?
What?
Fans have actually made Stevie Weeby stickers.
Really?
That's why I know there's people out there that
so
would just
nice.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that in the past. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So you mentioned we're down to the last 10 minutes. Is there anything that we missed or do you we wanted to you mentioned that you
what
were
else?
On your
Oh, my period?
I mean maybe to end it. I mean
But do we want to do people want to listen about it?
I'm sure certain people would.
Okay, we'll talk about it. So, I don't get gross.
But
just
do you get moody?
I get crazy. I also get something where it's called, I made it up, it's called a laugh-cry attack, where I cry and laugh at the same time. And unfortunately, this has happened.
Okay, I got to write that one down. Laugh-cry attack.
And my arms just turned to T-Rex.
T-Rex arms. I definitely wrote T-Rex arms. Okay, define a laugh-cry attack.
So I cry.
And you laugh at
the same
time.
And I truly black out. I can't stop. Have you ever had such a good laugh with your friends? Your stomach hurts and you're like, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. That's what happens. But I make.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Myself do it.
So
it's a laugh cry attack and I truly black out and I can't stop. Out.
Do you crave like chocolate mousse cake or?
No, I get very moody and I have bad cramps.
I know,
and
but
I take
you don't
so
crave
many Advil.
A certain food?
No, I wish I craved that.
My girl craves certain things.
I wish I had that problem.
She'll crave like rice pudding or.
Rice pudding.
Or, you know, something like that or something sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't crave that.
You don't crave it.
No. And so when I was having these like really bad cramps, because I've never had this issue before and I'm only, you know, 19. Mm-hmm. But.
That's right.
I went to the OBGYN and they did like a pap smear. Do you know what that is?
That's when they do a annual checkup on your vagina.
Yeah, but they put something up in there.
Okay.
Okay. So I went to the doctor and I was like, I'm having this horrible pain.
Yeah.
What is going on? And she's like, let's take a look. So she sticks it up there and she's looking at like the monitor and she goes, this is true. She goes, oh my God, there's a baby in there. And I was like, what? And she's like, oh no, not a baby in you. My video, my monitor is set to first trimester, and I got a baby on the screen. I go,
oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Were you scared?
Yes. I was freaked out because, again, I'm only 19, yeah. So I'm not ready for a child. Yeah. I'm one myself.
Oh my goodness.
And then as she kept moving it, I swear to God, she kept going, oh, and there's the baby again.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay,
goodness.
Well, did you find anything else about my cramps? And she's like, no.
No, isn't a thing, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What is monostat?
What is that? I don't know.
I see it in the grocery store. And it
is that Advil?
Female hygiene products.
And I know what it is. I know the name of it.
But doesn't that have to do with your period?
Monostat? Do you know what it is? Is it a D? Is it a thing to clean it?
Oh, yeah, I think maybe it's for,
it,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what a yeast
infection
is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's different.
Yeah.
So what it.
That's if you have itchiness.
Okay. Does how common is that with females?
Itchy?
No, as far as yeast infections. Okay, sorry.
Yeast
infection? I see it. Yeah, yes, antifungal.
Yeast
yeah.
infections? I think some people sometimes get it like really frequently.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a really. Can I tell you a really funny story?
Is it about monostat?
It's about monostat.
Okay, cool.
So if you don't know what it is.
Monostat.
It's
See, that's another talking point.
Basically, it's an egg.
Okay.
No, it has antibiotics, but you stick it up in your private part.
Okay.
It's not painful, but they advise you to do it before bed because then it kind of gets everywhere. Does this make sense?
What gets everywhere?
So the it's this, and it's give me something, it's that yes, but this is filled with nutrients to get rid of your yeast infection.
Okay,
and you have an application like a tampon.
Yeah,
and it goes up there.
Yeah,
and then it opens. I guess I don't know what it does.
Yeah,
it's like you know you ever have a Tums and you put the
yeah.
in the water.
Oh, the Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, Alka-Seltzer.
So it's like that. Okay.
Okay.
But that's why you have to do it at night because. You know, you got to lay that way. Otherwise, otherwise, whatever.
Yeah.
My mom once, okay, I love my mom.
Yeah.
She, sorry, laugh, cry, attack.
Yeah.
She did it. I don't know what is wrong with her private part.
Okay. But your mom might listen to this, but it's okay.
It's okay.
You could throw her under the bus like
so
this.
So the thing didn't dissolve.
Yeah.
And it just came out of her.
That's disgusting. Wow. You gonna do your mom like that? You gonna do your mom like that on the Stevie Lee show?
It literally went.
Can I have my cat back, please?
And she went.
Oh.
She went. She called me. She goes, Tori, it fell right out.
Why would you? Why would you talk about your own mother that way?
She goes, and the horrible part is I don't know where it went right into the rug.
How could you, Tori? Okay, so speaking of your mother, what's the name of the podcast y'all do together? Like My Mommy or something? Like My Mom? Something like that? She would change it to Monostat Mom. M squared. Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Monostat Mom, where it just comes right out. The cap comes right out. Okay, let's plug. Man, the hour mark, dude, that was awesome.
That was so fun. Awesome. I always love coming on.
That was great. Can we plug
everything?
You make
me feel so happy.
Dude,
you're an antidepressant.
But and Tylenol. But I do get depressed.
But you don't get
cramps.
We can
talk about that next time.
You don't get cramps, though. You'd be depressed if you got cramps.
I get stomach cramps.
They're not as bad. You ever watch those TikTok videos where like a cop puts on like a halter and then the person's like, and this is what female cramps look like. Now go to work. And he's like, I can't go to work.
Well, I mean, like a quick story. I went to see my psychologist in Arizona. And, you know, they weigh you every time you go in. And I weighed the most I've ever have in my whole life.
Really?
I weighed 161 pounds.
Well, you look great. You don't look
but
like
no,
you...
But no, I lost... I just lost 11 pounds.
Okay.
Ask me how.
How?
Grapes. I'm on a... I just eat grapes and rice pudding.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a healthy way to lose weight. Well, why don't you just go on more walks or something?
Thanks for tuning in. Let's plug all your stuff right now. Plug your Instagram.
So my Instagram is Tori Piskin, TORIPISKIN. You can find my special link through there. The special is called Prettiest Girl in the Special School. Type it into Google. Again, Tori Piskin on TikTok, Instagram. And you can find my touring dates there. And my podcast with my mom, the Monostat Mama, is called Got It From My Mama Podcast.
There you go. And leave a comment on our special.
Yes.
And help support that.
And
get the numbers up and, yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then with the shirt designs.
Yes. The sticker, the shirt.
The shirt. And to the artists out there, the graphic artists, just regular artists, independent artists, send your artwork to
Tori Piskin
on her Instagram as a DM.
Yeah.
And then she'll pick the design she likes.
Yes.
And then you'll put it on a t-shirt.
I'll put it on a t-shirt. I would love...
You know what I'm saying?
Then I would love that.
Yeah.
It would make my 19-year-old
heart...
See,
I come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. I have a weekly separate audio diary log that I do. I'm also doing another podcast called Scissor Bros. So tune in to that every Friday at... on Friday mornings. I'm still working on my album. It's almost done. I'm like a song and a half away. It's getting there. I'm lagging. But it's getting done. That'll be on my Bandcamp. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. Subscribe today. And Milo, this is your second podcast. How do you feel?
I feel great. Oh, doggy time. Do you like my voice?
Let me get me on.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.